Also today, you've might have heard that the AFLW has appointed a new CEO. Now, she's a marketing expert. Her name is Emma Moore. She hasn't actually started her job yet, so she's not really talking much to the media. She did talk with Caroline Wilson, who you hear on 3AW Football on the weekends, but she says she's going to launch soon a five-year plan, a five-year relaunch of the AFLW. Now, there's some sobering stats for the AFLW. I came across a report in the second half of last year. In the seven seasons, since season one through to seven, television ratings for women's football have fallen 70%. And crowds have fallen 60%. Now, I remember when the AFLW first started, the first game ever was Carlton versus Collingwood at Princes Park, and they packed the ground out. They had, I think it was 25,000 people there. Thousands more couldn't get in. That doesn't happen anymore. You know, the average crowd's only about 2,500 those days. So what do we do to fix the AFLW? My obvious suggestion for me is have the women's season the same as the men's. I mean, every AFL club now has an AFLW club, so have the women's season parallel to the men's and play the women's games as curtain raisers to the men's games. So, you know, if your team, if it's, you know, Hawthorn versus Geelong on Easter Monday at the MCG, well, prior to the men's game starting, you'll have Hawthorn versus Geelong AFLW. I raised this with Caroline Wilson a couple of months ago, and she poo-pooed it and said it would devalue the women's games. Well, I could tell you it wouldn't. It would actually put AFLW games on big grounds like the MCG, like Marvel Stadium.